Hello and welcome to episode number 307. This is the Project Management Podcast at pm-podcast.com, and I'm Cornelius Fichtner. Individuals make up our project teams, and we project managers all too often are gauged based on what these teams can accomplish, which is why building and maintaining high-performing teams should always be a priority for you and me. How to do this was recently described in an article titled Four Ways to Build and Maintain High-Performing Teams. And so I'm very pleased to welcome Maria Kozlova from comindware.com on the show today to discuss these four ways. Oh, and spoiler alert, one of them is collaboration. Before we get started with the interview, I'd like to mention that I'm personally very excited about the new PMP exam prep ebooks that we have completed. We now have the PMP exam Essentials Study Guide, the ITTO Memory Jogger, and the PMI Exam Audit Kit. So if you are preparing for your PMP exam and you're looking for answers to the questions like, what concepts do I have to know for the exam? How do I study all these ITTOs for the exam? Or how do I best prepare for an exam audit? Then please stop by at pmprepcast.com/ebooks and take a look. And now let's build a high-performing team. Enjoy the interview.
The Project Management Podcast's feature interview.
Today with Maria Kozlova, Product Marketing Director at CoMindware Incorporated. Hello, Maria. Welcome to the Project Management Podcast.
Hello, Cornelius. Happy to be here.
So we want to talk about the ways to build and maintain a high-performing team these days. Let's go straight to the core here. How does a high-performing team look like today?
That's actually a great question because it defines the answers. And basically, in the high-tech world that we have today with the tendencies towards mobility, towards everything being in the cloud, towards offices and teams working in different locations and actually requiring information in real time, the key to a high-performing team is to have access to information anytime. It means that team members do need to have access to their devices. Devices have to stay to keep working on any network. And basically, they need to be fully aware of what's happening with them in terms of their activities and what's happening with their team members.
So are we only talking about the technological side here, or are we also talking about, you know, interactions between the team members?
Well, the technology is the media is a way to enable collaboration and enable communication. It is a way to facilitate collaboration. And it was necessary for basically, it is one of the points, one of the requirements for traditional project management. However, today, with the teams interacting more dynamically and, as I say, in different conditions, this becomes a prerequisite.
Okay, so let's take a look at the four ways that you suggested which we can build and maintain high-performing teams. And the way we're going to do this, you sent me the list before this interview. I'm going to read out each of these priorities and then hand it over to you so you can talk to us a little bit more in detail and develop each of these priorities. So priority one, you say, is we need clarity of objectives and visibility into ongoing activities. Tell us more about that.
Okay, so there are two ways to look at it. There are two parties in project management. One is a project manager, and that's the key person who orchestrates, who sets up the process, who orchestrates the tasks, who orchestrates the process. And this is where the visibility into ongoing activities comes to the first place. A project manager has to stay on top of everything that's happening, needs to have a clear picture of the missed deadlines, work overloads, etc. So this is the visibility issue. On the other side, and it has been one of the major gaps in traditional project management solutions. It is the team members. It is the inability for team members to have the same clear and up-to-date picture of the ongoing activities. This is even more sometimes in professional services projects or in marketing projects. It is even more important for team members to be up-to-date on the priorities, to be actually working on the tasks that are on top of the agenda. The way it has been handled traditionally was that sync-up meetings were required, emails or a project manager would have to set up synchronization status calls. This is all time-consuming. You end up spending more time on getting the team up to date than they're working. So that's why we see, we at Combiner see that the first priority is to get clear, to get maximum clarity for the team members on the tasks that they have.
Okay. Priority two is availability of data and documents, all at hand, centrally stored, with unified access to all the documents. That pretty much follows along the theme of what you said in priority one. So let's delve into this a little bit more.
Okay, so first thing, we have defined the tasks, we have defined who's working on what, and we're sure that every team member is working on the top priority for them at the given point of time. The second thing that we need to enable and actually to enforce is that the team members are working on the with the data that is up to date, with the data that is actual. And here we come to the question that for all kinds of projects, no matter how professional, how multi-phased, or if it's just some trivial task management, there are always several people working, and they can be working on the same documentation or the same can be involved in the same activities. And what is crucial here is that when you're looking at a document, you need to be sure that that's the latest version. When you're looking at the communication thread in your emails or in discussion in discussion room, you need to be sure that what you are reading is the latest and complete information. This can only be achieved if your system allows for that, if it provides for document versioning, if it allows for centralization of discussions and for email exchange.
Moving on to priority number three, here we're talking about the KPIs, the key performance indexes, and reporting success and failures that you have, that these must be measurable. It's about knowing the time that you spent and the resources, the workload, and ultimately the return on investment. Take us into that, please.
That's one of the key issues for effective project management. As the project is going on, there is always issues, there is always escalations, there can be resource workloads, there can be missed deadlines, or there can be work done ahead of time. What is in order to take the right management decisions in such situations? What you need is the actual data and the most complete data on what's happened. That's where complete comprehensive reporting comes in. Reporting is different. It can be, on the one hand, it can be reporting on time spent for activities, for cases when you need actually to evaluate the cost of the project, or it can be performance reports. Basically, there are a lot of types of information and summaries that you need during your project completion. But what the system has to enable for in order to have this, the teams performing in the right way, you need the system has to enable those kinds of data snapshots in a way that you need. Since the projects are all different and the teams are working differently, what is critical here is that this capability, so the reporting has to be flexible, it has to be comprehensible, so that the teams will be able to submit the data that is required and the project managers to get that and to work on it with the team members, with the stakeholders, whoever they need, or partners.
And lastly, the priority four is all about collaboration.
Yes, collaboration. So it's a hot topic today. There's different reasons for it. First of all, there's lots of logics in work is handed over back to team members. team members and project managers have to be able to make the right decisions during the course of project completion. And basically, in a system, no matter how complicated and sophisticated it is, you can never foresee all the cases, all the task handovers or escalation or business rules. It's quite difficult to build this in a system. What you need to do, you need to facilitate communication because people are the best decision makers. What is critical is to make sure that they have the right information, that the information is up to date and that they can make the decision and that they communicate the information. That's why collaboration is so high on the list of the priorities.
We started out the discussion by looking at what this high-performing team looks like today. You said, you know, they're mobile, they're remotely located, they bring their own devices, they're on the go. And at the same time, you also used the word enabling a lot as we looked at these four priorities here. And of course, you work for CoMindware, and obviously your tool, your software must be enabling this. Tell us a little bit more about how CoMindware project management solution enables the teams to become, you know, a high-performing team?
Thank you for this question. One of the focuses that we have in mind when building the product, when we working on the sales and marketing strategy for the product, we're looking at the way how people are working. We're looking at the requirements of today's market. And what we see is that the first thing that is missing in the market is the collaboration capabilities, and in a way that is built specifically for professional collaboration. We all know Skype. We all know they're different. We know Yammer. They're different tools. However, they are more intended for social communication. This is very good. This is team building. However, what those tools are missing is specific capabilities that enable communication and collaboration truly in context of work. For example, being able to look at the people's skill set or being able to invite people to the right discussions. This is all what is facilitated through CoMindware team network. This is the industry first pre-integrated collaboration platform. The application is built in a way that it enables communication for the whole company. It is not limited the number of people who can be using this application. The CoMindware team network as the collaboration platform is not limited to the number of licenses purchased for CoMindware project as the main project management solution. This way you get anyone you need for a project. It can be a stakeholder, it can be a partner, it can be a subject matter expert who has been on a similar project or who has the skills or the information that is required for your given project. However, they're not necessarily needed as the team members. They do not need to see the tasks or report on anything. So you can basically what you need to have them in the same discussions. And this is what is facilitated by CoMindware Team Network, and this is what is truly unique in the market.
Let's get back to the four priorities that we talked about. So priority one was clarity of objectives and visibility. Priority two, availability of data and documents. Priority three, KPIs, reporting successes. And then priority four, collaboration. Why did you choose these four? Because when you, you know, if you look into the world of project management, there could be many more. There could be, you know, delegation, lessons learned, how to deal with conflicts on a team. All of these could be part of this list. Why did you choose these four priorities in particular?
Those are four core things that are required for any type of project. Their projects are different and project managers are different. There are accidental project managers, there are professional project managers, and people think quite differently about how projects can be run. There are different methodologies. What is common is the approach that, what is common is the core steps that you need to take. And these are those four. You need to get clear on what you need to do, and that is the clarity of objectives. You need to make sure that people are working on the right data and on the right documents. And then you need to be able to see the results and make correct management decisions. And finally, collaboration. You need to have people communicating, being on the same page, being up to date with what's happening and improving the course of the project.
When I look at these four priorities, you know, visibility, clarity, reporting success and failure, collaboration, you know, immediately the word agile comes to mind. Are we focusing here more on agile project management, or is it, you know, are we generalizing and I'm just reading something into these four priorities?
We are generalizing. In terms of the functional capabilities, Kuminar project, so our product, can support agile methodology. However, this is one of the ways to handle a project. When we're looking at those core steps, they are common for any kind of project and for any kind of methodology you're taking, be that a waterfall, Scrum, Agile, any other. So this is a generic way to look at it.
All right. In that case, here's my final question for you. What is your recommendation to our listeners here? You know, other than going out and buying your software, where should they start with their teams today, you know, using the tools that they have at their disposal? What actions would you recommend? Where should they focus on? How should they get started, you know, to really improve and maintain their high-performing teams?
My recommendation is to get clear to get a clear problem statement before implementing any kind of application, or be that a project management, any other. What is critical is to understand what objectives you're trying to address and what your key challenges are. Maybe it's not the resource conflicts that are critical for it. Maybe it's not the documents and your team is working fine. Maybe it's something else. So first thing to do is to get maximum clarity on what the true problem for it is. And in most cases, really, in most cases that we have seen, the key problem is the lack of communication, lack of collaboration in the teams. If people had the unified environment, it would be working much better. There is intention to cooperate and to work together. There are no means to do that. There are separate disintegrated applications. There are separate systems to work on reports and to do planning. This all breaks the project execution apart. So what is critical is to, as I say, to identify the problem and to also take a closer look at the way people are working and enable communication. Maybe things will most likely things will improve in case you facilitate closer work and you give all the tools and means to team members and to project managers.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Maria, for your time today.
Thank you. Bye.
And that was our interview with Maria Kozlova on building and maintaining a high-performing team. If you are a project manager who wants to become a PMP or PMIACP certified, then the easiest way to do so is with our sister podcast, the PM Prepcast, or the Agile Prepcast, and study for the exam by watching the in-depth exam prep video training from pmprepcast.com. And that's it. Thanks for listening. As always, you can find us on the web at pm-podcast.com. Please send your emails to info@pm-podcast.com. And when you write, please do tell me where in the world you are writing from. And finally, we have this. No project is impossible, at least for those who don't have to manage it. Until next time.